Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 14. I'm going to read verses 5 through 9 as we start this episode. One person regards one day above another. Another regards every day alike. Each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it for the Lord, and he who eats does so for the Lord, for he gives thanks to God, and he who eats not for the Lord, he does not eat, and gives thanks to God. For not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Well, Paul's continuing along in his discussion of what I call issues of conscience, and he's talking about things that are negotiable in the Christian life. We talked about it in the last episode. He used the notion of eating for his application, and in these verses, he's going to use the issue of the Sabbath. I believe this is what he's alluding to when he talks about one regards one day above another, and another regards every day the same. So he's saying that, again, the issue of the Sabbath was a very, very big deal for the Jews. Remember, he's speaking to a mixed church of Jews and Gentiles, and there would obviously be Gentiles among the believers in Rome who did not believe that the Sabbath day was necessarily a very important day to be observed. And Paul says, okay, that's fine. You're living in body life together. You're members now of the body of Christ. But in that context, some will have conviction about things that others do not. And others will have conviction about things that the others don't have convictions about. And specifically, he raises the issue of the Sabbath day. Now, again, this is a contemporary issue. Many people believe that they should practice their faith on a certain day of the week. Many people believe that they should set aside a Sabbath day rest in the week whereby they do not participate in any type of work activities. Some people are fasting from social media and other interactive things that distract them. And I say yes and amen to all that. As long as the person is convicted in their heart to do that, then no one is to stand as a judge for them. And that's all fine and well. And the point that Paul is making is that both are okay. I do believe that Paul would go on to say, as he does in other passages, that really the essence is not the day. I'm reminded of Colossians chapter 2, where he says in verse 16, therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to a festival or a new moon or the Sabbath day. These things are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. So this is the highest place, in my opinion, is that we come to a place where we understand that the substance and the essence of everything we do is the Lord. It's not some type of natural expression. If we need those things as a touch point, then I say yes and amen to them. But the point for Paul is that there are those in the body of Christ whom he would refer to as stronger in the faith, who don't need touch points, who walk with the Lord in a deeper place of revelation, a deeper place of realization of Christ. And Christ offers all that the believer needs. And so if others who are Paul would regard to as weaker in the faith need a touch point, that's great. And neither those who do or those who don't are to stand in judgment to one another. This Paul is going to hammer throughout these passages. Don't judge one another. And I think this is such a pertinent word of exhortation for the body of Christ today. It is so easy to fall into judgment and to point fingers. We want to be very comfortable in our conviction and do what we want to do, but we find fault in others who are doing opposite or doing different. But remember, the issue is the heart, because that is exactly what Paul takes up. He says there in verse 5, each person must be fully convinced in his own mind. I believe the word mind here could have been easily interchanged with heart. It means what you think deep within yourself you need to be fully convinced of. You don't need to waver and compare and look at someone else. You just need to have conviction in your own heart that this is the day that you want to observe, or you're not going to observe any particular day, or these are the things you want to eat, and you're not going to eat other things, or you're going to decide to eat anything and everything. Either way, you do it for the Lord, and you give thanks to God for all things. So Paul goes on to say that he who eats gives thanks to the Lord, but he who does not eat also gives thanks to the Lord. So the principle applies for both positions. You give thanks to God in all things. And he goes on to say in verse 7, the absolute deepest point of the whole discussion, in my opinion, is that we don't live or die for ourselves. See, whenever your Christian convictions are revolving around yourself, you have the wrong motivation. Paul's saying you do it unto the Lord. You live for the Lord or you die for the Lord. Nothing is done for ourselves. So we do it for the glory of the Lord. And he said it was to this end that Jesus died and lived again, so that he could be Lord over the dead and the living. Now, this is not some type of weird doctrine about Jesus being Lord over dead people. He's saying that whatever your motivation is in life or in death, whether that death is real physical death and dying for the purpose and the calling of the Lord in your life, or it could even mean, I believe, in some type of metaphorical death, that you choose to die to something. That's a very real truth principle in the Christian life. Whether you are choosing to live in a certain area or you're choosing to die in a certain area, Jesus is Lord of both. And we need to have this healthy conviction in our hearts toward one another that where we are in the Lord is simply where we are in the Lord. And we need to accept one another in that place. It's not my job to try to move another believer out of the conviction of their own heart in an area that differs from me and move them into an agreement with me. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Only the Holy Spirit can change levels of conviction, can give us levels of faith to relate to the Lord in regards to negotiable issues, issues of conscience, and can produce the conviction in our hearts to live for the Lord in that way. I recognize that many people have different convictions, different opinions, different levels of faith, and I'm quite okay with that. And I need to guard my heart not to pass judgment. And that's the exhortation that Paul's coming back to in these verses over and over again. The Lord is the judge. He's going to take that up in the following verses, and we'll look at that in the next episode. But for now, let's just be reminded that there are different opinions and different convictions among us as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to accept one another as we live for the glory of the Lord in those areas of conviction. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.